Done.
Really
Hey.
good morning afternoon. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No matter what
Hi.
time it is, it's a good day.
Yeah, sure is. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's nice. Amazing.
Oh gosh. Last night I stayed up, gosh, so late. It must have been 2 o'clock in the morning or later. And I was working on my chapter, and I'm pretty much done. I'm like 100 words away from, completing it. But then today's news gave me more material, and I'm like, I'm gonna go back and revise.
Sure.
Yes. And I'm pretty excited about it. Just, you remember the title? To
Of
love and
the
cracking the bridge code.
no.
Yeah, to love and be
Go
loved.
to love and be loved. Yeah, right. Yes, I
Yeah,
do.
to love and be loved in return. That's what happiness is, and it really is. It really is. You know what? We think that, I not like consciously think, but accept the fact that if we're putting something out and we're getting money back, that we're getting loved. No, it's still just money. It's not love, it's just money.
So, all right, go ahead. I'm keep going.
It's just if you take away the ability to just give money, let's say, okay, and I'm not making it a bad thing. I'm just saying if you take that away, that form of exchange, then what are you getting back? This is
Well, I
the
think that
difference.
falls in the general category of like just cause. Is it okay to, is it okay to do things for money? Is it okay to be regressive and not give money when money is due if you're doing harm? Just cause. What is a just cause? Is it a just cause to attack a suspected aggressor? Is that a just cause? Is it a just cause to kill infidels because they don't believe in your way of your way of life? I mean, I everything becomes, it seems to me, everything a decision based on balance, no matter what it is, based
I don't know.
on balance. The scales of justice, maybe that's what it is. The blindfolded scales of justice. I don't know.
I don't think I was going there.
Well, I was, so we'll keep going.
I know it. You took me there.
Right, back to you.
Well, no, just the idea of, to love and be loved in return. So we're not talking about justice for infidels. We're not talking about that. We're talking about love, it when you put your energy out, in anything, are you getting love back in return? And
Well,
then
are you
we
putting love out? You're putting love out, right? I mean, you're practicing the game by putting it out there.
no. It because most people don't know about the game.
All
Right, so
right.
we're not talking about the game. We're talking about people who are putting their best foot forward in whatever they're doing. You're getting married, or you're starting a new business, or you're trying to be loyal to your company,
Right.
right? Increase the bottom line. So you're putting your energy out, and the question becomes, are you being loved in return? Okay, and when we get a paycheck, it appears that we're getting something in return for all of our effort. Okay, in a relationship, if we're going to divide men from women, as long as men are getting sex, they're getting something in return for their investment. When they're not getting sex anymore, it becomes a problem. When we're working at our job and we're passed over for the promotions, we're not getting love back for the energy we're putting out. So my
Okay.
question was, so when you put your energy out, what love are you getting back? And if money wasn't on the table, right, let's take that off the table. What are you getting back?
Well, I keep falling back into the con to the context of the definition of love, as doing no harm.
Right.
Okay, but if you introduce, so help me out on the sex in the marriage or the relationship part. If the guy isn't getting any sex, and then that changes. He's not giving love in return. He's not getting love in return. I don't see sex and love as the same in the same context. Or am I missing? What am I saying wrong here?
A lot of times it is lumped into one. Because when you say I love you to someone and you're making a home together, you have a relationship together, then the package deal is that you're going to be intimate.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so that's love
I understand
return.
that. I get that, but that's love in return. Yeah. Except
Right.
in a general sense, I think that's a mistake to I think it's a mistake because what that does in my mind is it throws the word off into the weeds with sex as opposed to do no harm, which is a much bigger concept.
Right. It is. It is, but we're not going to twist the two together at this moment. We're trying to really gain clarity with our perception.
All right.
Okay, so the perception is in this relationship, if I say I love you and we're committed to each other, then sex is part of the deal.
All right.
Okay. Now what happens is she pulls back and he's not getting any anymore. Where is his energy coming back? So he feels, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'm providing a home, I'm paying the bills, I come home, I do whatever it is, and he's not getting any love in return. And so there's a problem because she's the gatekeeper. And I've heard many men out there, talking about, how women should not withhold sex when they're upset with their partner.
How's that even possible?
What do you mean?
I mean, how do you have good sex when you're upset with your partner?
Exactly.
That just
You can't.
sounds like a contradiction of terms.
It,
Yeah.
right, but to the unconscious, sex is just a physical act. That's all it
Okay.
is, a physical
All
act. It's not an
right.
emotional act.
Yeah, but sex has a
So,
physical, but sex. Sex as a physical act by itself is a built on feet of clay. I mean, I've never had a sexual experience with emotions that I thought was worth a shit.
right.
I mean, it's
Right.
just ridiculous. I mean, I might as well jack off in the tub.
Well, that's the whole point about, women being obligated. It's like, why are you being the gatekeeper, when we're committed to each other and I need to be satisfied?
Well, that's a no. No, I want to satisfy you. I'll go along for the ride. Not I need to be satisfied. I would like to. I mean, it's not tit for tat here between two people.
Let's not get lost. Let's not get lost. Okay, so, but men get cut off. It's not always that way. It's not always that way. So let's not try to look for equality. We're just using the example. If men are cut off and a woman doesn't want to have sex with him anymore,
Yeah.
okay, then there's a feeling of injustice. Like, who are you to say that I can't enjoy sex anymore, right? Because you're mad.
Okay.
Why are you withholding that from me when we made a commitment to each other and I'm supposed to be loyal to you, yet now I don't have sex ever?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so
I mean,
when does it become, what will he understand what happened with the love? Why he's not getting love in return? What happened?
you know what's wrong with this conversation for me?
What?
I'm too
What?
old. I'm too old for this conversation. Every time you say it, I say, you gotta be kidding. You know what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a thing. Come it's a thing. Yeah. That's funny. Oh, I've heard so many quote unquote coaches, speakers, men, advocating the fact that, women should not be withholding the cookie when, when there's a problem. And it's like, excuse me? What?
You need to sprinkle some fairy dust on the cookie, you dumb
Right.
shit.
So, okay. So, anyways, so let's not get lost. So, the point that I'm making here is that to love and be loved in return, if money is not on the table, we can't return the energy with money. Okay.
Right.
We're putting out.
Right,
Okay.
money is never an answer. I feel that way, absolutely. Money is never an answer.
Okay, it's never an answer, but that's besides the point. Because in this world of money and how money makes the world go round, we literally think that, if I do a good job and you give me a tip, I gave you my energy and you loved me back. Okay, so money was the source of that love. You follow me?
Well, I know it sounds like Sunday afternoon at the brothel. I mean, yes, okay. Intellectually, I know what you're saying, but emotionally, I think it's doesn't.
Okay, well, we have to follow the point though. If I go to work and
Yeah.
I'm doing my job and my boss says, "Marilyn, you're doing a great job. I'm going to give you a raise."
Yeah.
That's
Okay.
love in return.
All right. I
I'm
get
doing a great
that.
job. Okay, so it's money that keeps coming back as love in return. So what I'm
Well,
saying is,
all right, go on. All right,
so what
go
I'm
on.
saying is that if money were not an option to give to show our love in return, how would
Yes.
we know that we were loved?
Well, by demeanor, it seems to me, just demeanor. If it's not going to be money, it's going to be, it'll be praised, thankful, whatever it is. I don't know. Just conversation without money. I mean, money gets in the way of everything. I don't
Right.
get,
It's easy.
what the fuck? I mean, money is just a script. You know, I can have buckets
Right.
full of script. So what?
But it lets us off the hook. If we
Well,
have money, I'm
yeah.
going to buy you flowers. I don't have to
Yeah.
apologize. You get it. Right? I'm going to
Yeah, I
take you shopping
know.
and buy you a new purse. You get it.
Yeah.
That's
Well, I
what I'm
mean, I
saying.
think,
How do you know?
yeah, okay, all right. Okay, well, yeah, I guess money without a relationship is hollow for sure. Because, I mean, money has no emotion. Money's inert. Anything that's inert doesn't have any emotion, so the emotion has to come from the person. I want you to have this because, or I love you because, or you know, damn, I'm tired of looking at your yellow shirt. Have a red one or something. I don't know what. You know, I mean,
Right.
I've been around for 82 goddamn years. You know.
Right, but you see what I'm saying? It's like money ha is a substitute for love.
Well, it's not even close.
Right.
Love is love. Money is script. You know, there's all sorts of ways you can, you know. I mean, I don't know one circumstance. I don't know. I don't think there's a possible to pull out a circumstance where stuff made anybody happy about anything other than maybe they were comfortable or maybe they were less afraid because the walls got thicker or whatever it was. Or they got to be warm instead of cold, or something. Or maybe they were thankful for what happened, but there was never any love going around there at all with that script, money, or stuff. I don't think. I don't think. That is just a
But
world according to me. But.
yeah, but okay. So then why is it that gifts are a love language?
Well, because we've been told that they are. I don't know. I mean, is it a gift is a lo is love language? I suppose it is. That's
It
love
is.
language. Love
I don't
language
know
is,
if, yeah.
well, it's a type of love language. I mean, love language is more like you're terrific or wonderful or I think you're attractive or whatever that is. Isn't that love language?
But
If
that's okay,
if I
those are
send you a
words
new
of
car,
affirmation, though.
all right.
Okay, all right.
So I send you a new car. Now, what kind of language is that then?
Well, if you buy me something, okay, so first of all, if it's just a substitute, meaning there's never any behavior or discipline, any control, anything like that, that shows that you can love me without money, then money has been the substitute for love.
So I go to the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show and for a week, and I'm coming back home, and my wife and I are totally upside down. I mean, it's just not working, right? But I don't want to
Okay.
put up with the bullshit. Neither does she. I mean, I'm sure she feels the same way, right? So what do I do? I'm walking out of the show. I buy her a brand new gold Rolex. When I walk in the door, I give her a
Yeah.
gold Rolex.
Okay.
Hi. Had a great time. This is for you. Huh? Is that what we're talking about here? I've done that before. I understand that process very
John. Oh my God, this could go like so deep in so many ways. Because we can analyze the person who says, my love language is gifts, right? That's how I know that you love me. Literally means that more than likely they came from parents who suffered from being able to articulate and show love other than buying things.
I
That's
mean,
how they
that
express it.
is there some research that supports that? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
I can't give you any statistics right now, but I would
No, I
bet
don't
money
expect
on
you
it.
to. I mean, is that your personal suspicion, or is
Well,
that
when
some
I,
else's?
oh no, mine. Yeah, when I, no, because when I talk to people, when I get down to the root cause of the pain, right, I can see exactly where it all came from. Where
Okay,
their
and it's from,
understanding is, with the
yeah,
perception, yeah.
all right, and parents that were too stiff to know how to express themselves in love, yeah, or whatever,
Yeah, because they weren't loved themselves.
right? Right. You
You know,
mean okay? All
and
right. Well, expression is tough. Expression is tough. I mean, my first sex lesson with my dad was very simple and to the point.
the
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. I was in the basement in the coal room with him. I was on my way to Malmstrom Air Force Base. And he said, as he looked at the wall and whittled with something, he said, "I just keep it in your pants. Just keep it in your pants. Okay, goodbye." That was it. That was my
That
sex
was it.
education. That was it. That was my sex education from my father. Keep it in your pants. Okay, well.
How well that worked. John.
Sure. I mean, yeah, he could
Well,
talk to animals better than he could talk to my mother for sure.
yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, these aren't character flaws. These are just what to do. I mean, I don't know. How do you recover from that stuff?
It is a character flaw.
Of course, but I mean, in 1924, you don't recover by going to the counselor, for God's sakes. You work through it. What do you do?
Well, okay, so that's work through it. What does that mean?
Well, first
You
of all,
grin
I
and
guess,
bear it.
well, then you get back to love again, I guess. You get back to saying to your wife or to your partner, "I love you." Take them by the hand or by the shoulder, by the neck or the head or whatever it is, and say, and look them in the eyes and say, "I love you. I love you. Let's get this straight. I love you. We're solid. I'm not going anywhere. I want you to love me too. I need you. Whatever. Come
Okay.
on."
Okay. So that's something that I think everybody would want to hear. You want to hear those words.
Yes, you do.
However, when the behavior doesn't match the words, then you can't trust that person.
Well, then you're making soup. You got to figure out how you want to make the soup. I mean, trust. First of all, you can't confabulate over the top of somebody what they're doing. You can't if they're you have to dis You have to have a discussion about it. Talk about it, I guess.
Of what?
About anything that's causing this rift.
Right.
I mean,
Well,
can't you talk it out? I mean, are we talking about, I mean, is this, are we talking, we must be talking about adults here, right? Not children. Yeah, adults.
right.
This is not a dating game. This is people that are serious. They've got a chip, they got their chip on the table, both of them. Right?
Yeah, it's just people who have had enough life experience to have been hurt, and children included.
Okay, that's fine. So it's anybody who's got some water in the
Pain.
bridge, I guess, pain, some scars. Yes, all right. Okay, fine. So, fine. I mean, for me, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, God. Deflect. That's it. Deflect. Talking about something else. I don't know. See, every time I read your book, I have to go through this catharsis of who I am, you know.
It's an interesting study, though.
Of course it is. There's
Yeah, who
nothing
am
more interesting
I?
in the whole world than your book, the most important book ever written. I get it. I know
No, but
that.
what I'm saying is that
Yes.
the study of self, it's just giving you the map to study yourself.
Yes. But
And that's what I'm saying. It's interesting.
it takes a certain amount of authority or confidence or something to be able to step up to the plate and say maybe even the words, I love you, or I'm sorry, or I'm wrong here, or something, without and say it in a meaningful way, so you're not positioning yourself strategically. You know, money is a strategic positioning device. It has nothing to do with love. Nothing.
Right.
Zero.
Exactly. Now we're on the same page. It has nothing to do. So everything in the money room is contrary to love.
Yes. Yes. Contrary, or just not affecting it one way or the other.
That's contrary.
Everything in the money room is contrary. Everything.
Everything. If it's not love, it belongs on the other side.
So, well, that's really not fair. I mean, that shuts down commerce completely.
It's true. That is absolutely true because the unfairness is that we were put here, right? And these are the two rooms. This is our free will. Where do you want to live? And we're saying it's not fair because it's so hard to choose love. And there should be some wiggle room.
Well, I guess it's in context. It seems to me everything has to be in context somehow.
All right. So if we go back to the two rooms and to this analogy today about getting love in return, without having money being the form of exchange, we can't use that. It's off the table. Where in your life do you see love returned?
Personally, myself?
Anybody, but yeah,
Well, yeah,
anybody.
I mean, all sorts of places in relationships that, yeah, of course. I mean, just in relationships that I have with people that aren't based on money. I have a very, I like what everyone has a very, maybe a very few people that they can call into action if they have a crisis. Action in a crisis. Not money necessarily. That maybe that's part of it too, but action in a crisis. You know, they show up. They bring food, they clean your house, they whatever you need, they cover you. That's action in a crisis.
Think about that though, John. Think about that. Those examples you're giving me,
Yeah.
they're like drip, drip, drip. It's nothing. So simple. I mean, how often do you really need them to come to your rescue in a crisis?
Well, give yourself another 30, 40 years. You may be able to ask that question better.
Okay,
Yeah.
well, even so, if I don't have that 30 or 40 years at this moment, I have some time that I could be looking at my life going, where has there been love returned? You know, there's, of course, people are going to have crisis. I understand that.
I mean,
But
love
if
return
there's,
can be a phone call. It can be an acknowledgement of something nice,
right.
of just of an attitude. It can be anything. It can be anything, in my opinion, it can be anything that for the greater good
Okay.
of the person you're talking to, or society, or a collective, or your neighborhood, or whatever it is, it's for the greater good. It's not negative energy, it's positive energy. I see it
Yes.
that way.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Well, what am I
You
doing wrong then? What am I doing
you're not doing anything wrong. It's
wrong?
just how simple the perspective is. It's like saying my dog comes when I call him. You know, that's love.
Because the dog trusts me? Because I trust the dog.
No, just
Why does the
because
dog come?
he obeys. He's my trusted friend, and when I call him, he comes, and that's love.
Right. Yes, I agree with that. I agree
Okay.
with that.
All right. Well, it's just simple. Those little things are simple, and this is why we believe that we know what love is, because we see the evidence of it in the simplest ways throughout our day.
Right. Okay. And that's good.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that is that it's not enough because we don't equate it to the love we're putting out. See those small, little, minuscule things that are showing us, yeah, I mean, life is good. I'm thankful. You know, I love my wife and my kid and my dog and my house. I love it. I'm happy.
All right,
Yeah,
so what's the
so
next level? What's the next level then of love?
when you love harder,
And that is what?
when
Send
you
money? Send
When
money?
you know,
Just kidding.
no, when the room on the left starts to test you and your circumstances become very tough, not a crisis, just tough. They're weighing on you. You're overthinking it. You're stagnated because you can't make a decision. Can't see a way out. Now, when your dog comes, it's okay. That's fine. When your wife makes your meal, that's fine. You know, whatever. But it's not enough. That little bit of love isn't making a difference.
What make it might be all the difference in the world to keep your sanity. If I mean you feel safe. I mean if you're surrounded by people that you trust.
True that. True, true, true. Okay. What I'm getting at is something bigger. Something that the universe gives you. The universe will love you back in ways you can't imagine.
Okay, so you have the drip, drip, drip of your associates, all
Yeah,
right?
you're
And your lifestyle. That's the drip, 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 all right? But if you're living in love, if you are practicing love and you're putting it out there, then what you're doing is you're talking to the room on the right.
Yeah, you're living in that.
Okay, so the room on the left is the problem. The room on the right then, if you're feeding that room, which is infinity, yes, right? Is that the right room? Then that's where you're putting it out there to a much bigger picture, and that's where it's going to come back to you.
Right.
That's what you're experiencing personally, I
Right.
suspect.
Yes.
And is that what this whole conversation is about, is what you're experiencing personally? Did you send me down this rat hole just so you
Well, yes. Well, because I was telling you my chapter is called To Love and Be Loved in Return.
Yes, all right, good.
Okay, so the idea is to take money off the table. How do you know you're being loved? And the assumption is that, in the everyday small little ways that, somebody let you cut in line, somebody waved and said hello, somebody told you how beautiful you are. Those little blips of love are carrying you through your day and, you're thankful. But when a tidal wave comes in and hits you, that's when you know, holy cow, the universe just loved me back.
All right, so that's the room on the right that made a command decision to do a beachhead and blow you over with love. Yeah, all right, and that's because but based on your story, that just doesn't happen willy-nilly. You're going to have to order that. You got to order it up. You've got to put it out there so that, I mean, you got to troll your flasher in the room on the right to make that work. If you're not trolling your flasher, nobody's going to bite your deal.
Okay, I don't know what all that means, John, but what are you talking about? What kind of control are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about if you're going to put love out there, it's like you're fishing.
No.
You got to throw your thing out there and drag it around and let them know you're out
No.
there. Don't you have to let the world know that you're looking? No,
No,
you just
absolutely
have to be.
not.
So that's a mistake. You mean
Right.
I've got to
That's
put
on the,
down my.
yeah, that's on the left side. That's what we believe on the left side.
I know. I know. That's what makes me mad, is that you get it for showing up, and I position myself and get nothing. Right. You just walk in the room. I've already got the traps all set, and you get the beaver. I get nothing. Yeah. Now I get it. I know it. I get it. Intellectually, I get it.
And so this is where courage comes in. Courage and faith is to let go of the idea that you need those traps.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
And life is so easy, so much easier than we make it out to be. We have to hold on to the what if. What if? I
But
gotta hold on to the wheel.
there's an awful lot of head pressure against that whole idea of really making that work. I mean, it's fun to read about, but I mean, to exercise, I mean, you've crossed the Rubicon to actually exercising it and demonstrating that it's working. And I'm seeing it happen in your life. I'm seeing it happen. Okay. All right. Yes.
Like today, both of us just gobsmacked. Just what?
No, I got it. I got it. I mean, the message is loud and clear. But, I
And
mean,
every time, go ahead.
well, no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's. So I mean, I understand. I understand. I don't think there's a vocabulary that I don't have a vocabulary that covers the situation. I mean, to put it in context, I mean, well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just I can't believe it. I mean, I can't believe I believe, I understand, I've seen it, I saw it. I understand now that you can be like Marilee, you can be, you can love and be loved in return, you can do no harm, you can be a pure white diamond piece, whatever that kind of stuff is, and stand there and good things happen to you. You have a wonderful life. You're happy. You have a wonderful life. But,
But
but,
yes.
I mean, you armor yourself with the armor of God, with the armor of the deity, with the armor of the universe. You are armored with that stuff. I mean, famous people have been armored in that way. Famous, religious figures, whatever it is, have worn the armor of God, for lack of a better phrase, the armor of whatever it is, the armor of belief. Getting in touch with your self, whatever that is. People meditate to try and arrive at that or something. I just walk in the gutter by comparison. I'm always looking for, picking up cigarette butts. I mean, I just figured I may be out of cigarettes.
Oh gosh. Well,
It's tough. It's tough. Tough to be you. There's nothing easy about your life. Nothing.
Why do you say that?
Because it's hard to make that transition if you're accustomed to, running a trap line all the time. Then why do you want to give up your rifle, your trap, and your gun and your bait and everything else? And put that away and just stand there in the woods, John, and you'll be fine. Well, bullshit.
Speaking of the full armor of God, it's like, I'm not even sure that people really, the majority of people, because there are a lot of people who don't even believe in God, really understand what that means. Like, what does that mean to put on the full armor of God?
Well, yes, I of course, most people don't believe in that, but it's, I mean, you can substitute, the words. You can substitute God for something else. It's still all about energy, no matter how you want to phrase it. It's all about energy. It's all about the reaction of the universe to things that are in it. You're a thing in the universe. You're a piece of atomic structure in the universe. And if you know how to talk to the universe with your atomic structure, the universe will talk back to you in a positive way. That's what you're doing. You're speaking to the almighty, whatever that is, wave particle theory, if you want to use it that way. But you're speaking to it. You're tuned into it. Your tuner has figured out the frequency. You have done that. You have done that. The me, the infidel, who hasn't done that yet, I still have a large defense budget, because I'm still looking over my shoulder all the time. Will I ever be cured of that? I don't know. I'm at least making the effort to think about it, to admire. I'm willing to admire who you are. I'm willing to admire you as a person. I'm willing to admire your talent. I'm willing to be curious about your talent, about your relationship with the universe. I'm educated enough to analyze it, think about it, dwell on it. I am all of that stuff. I go to the Suslow Library and pull out books about why Marilee can talk to the universe and I can't. Okay? Yeah. Can do all that. I can do all that. I mean, the whole business about you and I talking as much as we talk, which is a lot, with very little in common, actually. And yet we have this incredible connection with one another. And it's not just curiosity. I can feel who you are. I got it. I got it. I caught that ball. I did catch that. And I'm just crazy about you. But, and I want, and I revel in your triumph and your successes. I love it. And I think you are such a prize and a wonderful everything. And in many ways, I'm qualified to actually say that, But damn. Then the car comes around. John, you want to get in the bus and go with Marilee to stand in the woods and pretend a deer is going to fall in your bag? I'm not sure I want to do that. I'm not ready for that yet. I'm not ready yet. I'm still.
You know what piece that is that you're missing?
What piece?
Your queen. Your faith.
The faith.
Yep, your faith. So,
Well, I all right. Keep going, faith.
well, when you're missing your faith, remember I said with when your queen is off the board, you're going to lose your king. And so the quickest way to navigate through people and to see if they're trustworthy is to see if they have a queen on the board. Because when their queen is off the board, they're going to lose their king. 100%. And in this conversation, so many times over, you're like, you're telling us how you would behave, right? You're telling me. All right. Well, that in those ways, it's just a knee-jerk reaction. That knee-jerk reaction tells me that the queen is not on the board. So the faith is missing to make the leap, or maybe the exit from the money side room into the faith side room. It's your queen. Because you don't believe that you can walk into the woods and be okay and the deer will come.
Okay, but all right, I follow your I can follow your argument easily, but I have walked into the woods before. I'm using that as an example, as a metaphor. I've walked into the woods before quietly and sat down. And yes, I know the deer come. They come. I mean, all the animals come. If you appear to be with them, they are with you. I've had that happen repeatedly.
That's so beautiful. How could you
So
kill something like that?
I don't kill them anymore. I used to, but I don't anymore. I
That's
stopped
what I'm
on that. I
saying, though.
mean,
How could you even do that? It's like if you're with them and they're with you, and then you're gonna kill them. It's terrible.
well, when you're a hunter, you're looking for a better shot, you know? It's a whole different mindset. It's almost a religious cultural experience because you're after food. I've never been a trophy hunter. I've always been for food. And I've, like I said, for the first 20 years of my life, I never tasted beef, ever. You know, I ate nothing but ducks and pheasant and deer and bear and elk and you name it, because that's what we did. That's what we did. That's how I grew up. So I'm not proud of that. I mean, it's just that was my life. I had my family was just solid in the woods all the time, hunting, eating raw, this and that, and you name it, mining for gold. We had a gold mine, you know, we had a placer mine. We ate what we saw, you know. So we ate what we killed. That's what we did.
I know.
So that's how I grew up. But through even the through domestic animals, you know, I have become closer and closer and closer to other stuff, birds and cats, and now it's a cat, it was a dog. Has been other stuff, but and I kind of have that leads off into people too. I'm a different person. I still flare. God, I flare fast. I have a lot of flaws. I mean, you can don't, you know, trip my trigger. It can go real bad for you in a real big hurry. But you know, that's not what I'm proud of. I'm not proud of that. I can do it. I can do it. I can execute in a hurry. But so what? So what?
And that's the whole
You
point
know?
about the queen. So to okay, so back to the armor of God, right? What does it mean? Well, it says put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Let's just stop right there. What are the devil's schemes? A lot of times it's circumstance. People feel that their circumstances are the devil's schemes against them. Okay, now we have to really look at that and say, well, what does this mean? Because depending on the circumstance, it could have been we are the cause of our own pain. It's the devil within us that was triggered. We behaved a certain way, and now we got ourselves into trouble. Had we had some discipline, we wouldn't have, and we would have
Are yeah
overcome.
all right okay so and I you Okay. And you know it's the devil within you. Again, I think this is a metaphor. I'm not, I don't,
Yeah.
I want you to be clear that I am I'm not using God or the devil as the denominator one way or the other. It's more of a system thing with me, but the concept is there. So if you feel bad after you do something wrong, is that your recognition then that you realize that you've been had by the devil? Who's
Yeah.
talking to you? Who's talking to
You
you to
can,
feel bad?
right, you can say on the devil got the best of me.
Yeah, all right. Is that the Flip Wilson line? The devil made me do
Right.
it? All right.
Right. Because you got triggered and you behaved a certain way.
All right. Okay.
So the
All
devil
right.
got the best of
So,
me.
right. So, right.
So when you put the full armor of God on, you can take a step back and look at the situation objectively. And then choose to behave differently.
So, but you see, you still have to live in society.
Yeah.
I cannot walk into court, having not paid 400 or 500 tickets and say, I have the full armor of God, I'm not paying these tickets. Because they will say the full armor of God, take the full armor of God to cell number three and lock him up.
Well, I do have something to say about that, but again, you're what you're
Well, go
doing
ahead. Go ahead.
okay, if we're gonna blame God that I can't say I'm putting the full armor of God on, so I'm not gonna pay these tickets. No, because you chose to behave in a certain manner that produced the tickets.
That's
It's
where the
your
mistake is.
behavior, right? It's your
Yeah.
behavior, not God.
I can't use God to cover for what I did wrong every Saturday
Right.
morning for 3 years.
Right.
Oh,
And
something like that.
that's the flaw in the argument, you know. It's like, well, if there was a God, why is there suffering in the world?
The same highway patrolman stopped me every Saturday morning for a long time. He used to laugh about it. He'd give me another ticket. Yeah, I'd be speeding to work down the causeway, and he or down the freeway at the top of the express lanes. He'd pull me over. Hey, John, how you doing? Yeah, I mean, you already have your ticket out. Yeah, you're going 95 today. It's a good one. Good big ticket today, John. Big one. Enjoy your weekend. Yeah,
Dang.
they finally, took me in. Yeah, they finally found me. But anyway.
You know why? It didn't matter because you had money. All you had to do was write a check.
Right. Well, I get the inconvenience of showing up in front of the judge,
Yeah.
and yeah. Well,
But at the end
that's
of the
another
day,
story. Another story. I mean, it was
right. At the end of the day, though, you just need to write a check.
yeah. Right. At the end of the day, it was just I'll handle this and goodbye. I could have had somebody handle it for me. The point, but the thing is that people like me are not easy to deal with in society. When I went to get one of my first licenses, I had an officer in the courthouse say, John, we have a warrant for your arrest. Would you like to go take care of this before I have to arrest you and whatever? You want to go handle this? Now, a lot of people wouldn't have that courtesy. Wouldn't have, would have been extended that courtesy. They'd have said,
Right.
this guy was a warrant for him. Take him away.
Well,
And I think that has a lot to do, that's where I think a lot of inequities happen too. I could walk in and have a policeman say, we have a warrant for you. Why don't you pay that before we take this other thing on? Big
Well,
difference. Huge difference.
Again, money.
Yeah, but yeah. But see, I walked away from all that.
What?
I walked away from the money tree. Walked away from it. Because it was desperately bad.
Right.
Creating nothing good in my life. Money never did anything good for me. Nothing. Maybe because I didn't know how to use it. Maybe I wasn't not qualified to have the money in the first place. Think
don't know about
so?
that. No, I don't know about that. No, it just proves to be empty.
Absolutely. Now, that gets back to the wonderfulness of who I am, since you're so wonderful. I'm
What?
wonderful too.
Yes, you are. I agree.
Because I, in my effort to be more like you, to be more godlike, to be more almost childlike in my, in my vernacular, to be run a simpler life, love and be loved, if that's the case. I don't admire very many people, really. You're right there. You're right there. You've proven to me over and over and over again how right you are. I mean, so what? I mean, we're having this conversation. It's good. I'm going to stop blowing smoke at you for a while.
Well, it's just that I stand on that side, you know, because I mean, to think that, all right, Marilee's always right, puts it all on me, and then, you know, it could produce some sort of, you know, pushback, like I'm so arrogant and all that stuff. It's just that love is right. Love is always right.
It's easy to understand where people could get that misconception about who you are, of course, but you can't let that get in your way because you are right. You've got it. You nailed it. So own it, I think.
Yeah.
Gotta own it. You just have to own it.
Well, I've just spent a lot of
Yeah.
time studying what love is.
Well, you've got your time and grade is pretty good. I mean, we both have a different kind of time and grade, but it's still high quality stuff. I mean, I have been scarred for a long time, and you have been studied for a long time, and I've been studied too. I mean, we have a lot of water under our bridge. Me longer than you by double. But point is that I'm not holding that up against you as being anything other than, my experience is demonstrating to me that you're right. That's all. Not that I've got the better answer. I don't have a better answer to you, not even close. I know that. When I first met you, I thought, I mean, I was really important and I thought you were cool, Well, now I'm cool and you're important. The thing just spun. Now you're cool and important. Like I said yesterday, I'm just a doggy chained up in the backyard.
I think you're
Don't
gonna, huh?
know. Yeah, go on. You were going to say
I was
something. What
gonna
is it?
say, I think you're gonna enjoy my chapter in this next Cracking the Rich Code.
I hope so. I'm sure I will. I mean, you've never written anything I didn't enjoy. I mean, you've been a hell of a good
Yeah.
writer. We all
Well,
know that.
thank you.
But you're a big deal. Marilee, you're a big deal. I don't care. I don't care how you cut the pie. You're a big deal in society, on this earth, in this galaxy. Really.
Thank you.
Yeah. You are the 93 billion light year person.
Oh gosh.
But you see what? But you see what? I'm gonna, let me clarify that, because I'm not wrong when I say that, because it's your clarity and your ability to walk out and stand in the forest and have the deer come. That's the superposition of being of infinite space. You communicate anywhere, anywhere. When I say 93 billion, light years, or that's 156 trillion of this or a gazillion of that, you don't care about this stuff. You're everywhere anyway. You are. You're everywhere anyway. You're kind of a so what when it comes to stuff like that. You don't need six rocket engines to fire and then get lost in the Atlantic, because you did it wrong, just like they did yesterday, unfortunately. You don't need that. You don't need, thrusters. You just close your eyes and think. Well, you're there.
I mean, obviously, I appreciate you saying all this stuff about me, and you know, we're in our own little world, I guess. But when I think about when I'm scrolling on Instagram and all these people who are talking about manifestation and how, to take their course, and they're going to teach you how to manifest. And I listen to them and think to myself, and what are you going to teach them exactly? Because there won't be any evidence. I just don't think there'll be any evidence. Even if they give, like, what are you going to say exactly once you pay the money? You know what I mean? What could be on the other side? Visualization, a dream board, intention.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Right. A mind map. Yeah.
Right. It's like they just make it look like, I just know something that you really don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah.
And you need to come over here and do this. And, I mean, in some respects, I guess I'm guilty of the same thing because I'm offering the education about love.
Yeah, but you've got the backside of that. Also, I mean, you're not just, you're not just a book with no cover. I mean, you've got it both ways, because you do offer the solution. You do offer the how. You pose the question and give the answer.
It's the
And they offset
how.
one another. It's the how. How do you do it? What do you do? It's the what do you do? And it's the and it's the you're curing the impulse that people have. Because of the way you're able to stage, and I'm not saying stage, I'm a stager. I mean, you have a way of knowing cosmically. You have a way of knowing. Your timing, your sense of timing is exceptional. And I think that's learned, of course, but it's also as you learn it, as you open yourself up to have this sense of timing again with the universe, again with the action and reaction of atomic structure, you get better and better and better. You just do. Now you're going to have, I mean, you're imperfect enough as a human being, as a species, that you're going to have downtime and you're going to have anxiety, you're going to have a lot of stuff just out of, fear of being hit by a car or whatever. I mean, if you stand in front of a bus, you want to move. I get all that. Even though in your case, sometimes the bus didn't see you and you didn't see the bus and still missed you. Which, that's a scientific question we'll have to solve someday, but we probably can't. I just, I mean, you're normal, family, whatever it is, burn the stake. I don't know what you want to do, but I mean, of course, you're normal. But in the cosmic sense, you're way not normal at all. You're way abnormal, way abnormal. We have normal. And the beauty of this, oddly enough, is that 60 years ago, I was personally tagged the same way, but not in the same way. I was tagged as having this special talent, this special quality. I was totally different in what I could do. And I was studied about that. Okay, we know that. It's written. We know that. You did not turn yourself into Leslie Feeder to be examined, but you became it. You became it. And I rejected it. You endorsed it and I rejected it. I went in the tank by comparison. You elevated, flew away like a, like a bird, and I'm still a snake running around the grass.
Well, the magic is in the how. And I think, and not to discredit what, there's many people out there teaching many things, and not everybody, I guess, is the expert, but we've definitely seen a swing from in the beginning. Oh gosh, I don't remember what year it was when The Secret came out. Did you watch The Secret?
No.
Okay, well, you
I've
should.
heard of it though. I've heard of it.
You should. So that was like a craze. People were like, oh my God, have you seen The Secret? Have you seen it? And everybody's watching The Secret. And then, well, little by little, this new age information has started to come out about how to manifest your life and how important it was to visualize things and to feel, right? You have to feel like you already have it and all of these teachings, right? And, if it's been years, it was like 2012, Okay, it's been years. It's 24 now. And why, with so many people knowing about the secret or manifestation and visualization and the power of the word and blah, 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 why aren't there more people happy without pain?
Well,
Because
I don't know. I don't know what the secret is, but is the secret something to do with elevating yourself personally, I suppose? No?
it's the law of attraction.
Manifesting.
They're promoting
Okay.
the law of attraction.
Okay.
Okay, so
All
what you think about, you bring about.
right.
All right. And
Okay.
it's not that simple. It's not that simple. Yes, we're an antenna. Yes, we send out signals. Yes, we receive signals. And we become what we think about most of the time. All this is true. But if we don't have the awareness of what we're thinking about most of the time, then we don't understand how we are manifesting our own problems and then making them worse by the way we behave. So there's no real awareness. And that's why, they're telling us what to do. What? Okay. If love is the answer and you believe that love is the answer, they're going to tell you what to do. So go out there and just be more loving, be more kind. That's not the how. That's just the what. And that's why it just leaves people with no answer. They get tired of being nice. Tired of bending over backwards, of trying to be considerate, trying to be tolerant, trying to be patient. All these things are virtues, but we don't know how or when.
So how do you renew this then? How do you renew yourself?
In education, you need a new education because the one that we've been living with for eons has brought us to this point where, too many people are in pain. We just don't know. And the hardest part about pulling you out of that room is convincing you that you're in it.
Where can people buy your book?
Where can they buy my book?
We're going to break for commercial. No, just kidding. Oh, God.
Well,
Yeah. No.
I don't,
No,
I
you're
mean, what?
nothing. No, you're right. I mean, I get it. But I mean, I'm serious. They should just simply buy your book and then don't send you an email and say, in 3 days, I read your book. It's great. No. That's
Yeah,
not how
no,
it
you
works.
didn't. Yeah.
No, you did not read her book in 3 days.
No. We all know you
No.
didn't read it.
Yeah. Don't embarrass yourself by saying that,
Right.
Marilee's book, your book, Marilee, is a way of life. It's just a way of life. It's a wonderful way of life. It's the best way of life. And
Yeah.
I have it.
Yeah.
I
It
have more than one copy actually, but my
yes.
wife is I'm watching her read it every day.
I love it.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I just love
Christine's
that.
on it. She's on it. And I mean it took a while. Because everybody's skeptical at some level,
Right.
they just have to be. And then especially, I mean, she's Norwegian, for God's sakes. What could be worse? I don't want no Norwegians are fine. My joke about Norwegians, let's go to the North Hall for the dance and watch nobody move. I mean, these guys live in the snow and the ice all the time. They just, they just, oh, the excitement is low frequency. But that's not Christine. Christine is just the other way. She's just, she's vital, crazy. Risk taker to the point where she drives me crazy. I mean, she's going to go back. She's going to box. She's going back to the gym.
I love it. Why not?
Putting on the gloves again. Gonna go back. She's gonna.
Why not? It's
I
not
mean,
over till it's over.
it's not. I mean, she's been in the Wall Street Journal. She's been in the New York Times. She's been the Economist. As a woman boxer. Yeah, it's like Anika Harris, being a, Indy 500 racer, whatever it is. I mean, she's amazing. She's
Yeah,
amazing.
right.
When she taught school in Alaska, I mean, who teaches school in Alaska? What she did, you know? And she's teaching social sciences and biology to kids. She marches them out of the classroom, takes them out of the classroom, marches them down to the beach, and says, "Here's where the class is going to be, kids. You know, start looking around. We're going to start talking about this stuff."
Love it.
You know, she just marched them out of the classroom and said, "Yeah, put
I
your
love
books
it.
down. We're going into nature. We're going to get it. We're going to get it right." Oh yeah, fabulous. I mean, amazing, amazing stuff.
I
Amazing
think it
stuff.
is too. And I think it's amazing that she's, inspired to go back to the gym at this time too. And I mean, not to take credit for it all, but what I do notice, there's a common thread with people who either read the book or are connected to me somehow and are, by osmosis, they're learning the game, listening, watching, whatever, is that the weight that we're carrying gets lifted. And so we're able to be inspired to get up and do something.
Yeah,
Literally.
she might be the archetype example right there. I mean, she's pretty active anyway, but I mean, I didn't expect to go back to the gym.
Right.
No, didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, it's like how many times are we have good intentions, but we're not motivated. We think about that thing, but it's like, where's the energy?
Well, at some point you start living your head, you know, and I guess that's true. And eventually we die, of course, and we go someplace else and start again or whatever we do. I don't know. But
No,
yeah,
but what I'm
no.
saying is that we're weighted down emotionally. So because we're weighted down, we don't have the desire, the motivation, the inspiration, the purpose to
See,
get up and move.
I think the fear, if I was to use an example there, I mean, I don't know if you've been ever been a ballooner, but I've ballooned across country. And when you throw ballast off to get, if you start, you're trying to get the hot air and the ballast or whatever it is. Well, reading your book is like throwing ballast out of the basket, you know, and you're rising.
Right.
And it's, and that's, and it's beautiful. I mean, the sounds change, and you can hear little dogs barking down below, and you go up and you get higher and higher, all that kind of stuff, and all that stuff, and tell you, but then what happens is you realize you just threw all the ballast out of the bag. You know, and the fear there is, can you figure out now, can I manage the fire well enough to get myself back down without crashing? That's where I'm at. I love throwing the ballast out of the bag, you know, or out of the basket. And you know, I've gone across the state of Arizona completely in a balloon. It's amazing. It's amazing. But yeah, you know, it's a lot of management there has to happen to experience that amazement. And you are definitely what you are, in my opinion, is you're throwing the ballast out of the basket. You're making that balloon rise. You really are. The view gets better, you get lighter, the air is cleaner, everything about you is that rising balloon. It just is. As long as you believe you can get back somehow, not to the devil, but somehow make a soft landing someplace. And I think that's understanding the book, understanding the game. Understand the game thoroughly enough to manage your fucking balloon. And that's what I'm working on. Sorry for the expletive there, but
Do you remember when I was telling you at the farmers market how I ran into one of these girls that was at a meeting, and she was telling me that she would give anything to get her motivation back, to get her inspiration, her zest for life?
I do
All
remember
right.
that, yeah.
You do. Okay. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, really? I said, why aren't you buying the book? You'll give anything. And she goes, okay, I'm going to buy the book. I said, okay. Well, I saw her last week, and I know she hasn't been to the market in a while. She's probably trying to avoid me. And I ran into her and I said hello. And she's like, oh, hi, whatever. But no mention of the book. And I wasn't going to mention it, but I know she's not reading it. And it's like you no faith, no faith in what's in the pages. She can't even get herself to read it.
It's too bad. I mean, you are kind of stuck in the law of large numbers there. I mean, there's going to be some people that will, some people who won't. And no matter what you do, that's just how it is.
Well, I'm not concerned about that. I'm just saying that for somebody who's in so much pain, right, who says to me that they're willing to give anything, okay, give anything. So what did she do? She gave her money, but she won't give her time.
So do you have any these don't have any obligation there, I don't think, to make her
No.
better. No.
No.
I mean,
It's there for
because
her.
it wouldn't work. I mean, it wouldn't work.
Nope. I can't push it at all.
No. I mean, that's tough, isn't it? That's tough to have the
Yes.
right answer, not being able to do anything with it. You know?
To look at
I
her
mean,
and think, you are the cause of
no.
your own pain and you're blaming your circumstances. You have the answer in your hand and you won't invest in yourself to read the book. You don't think there's at least one nugget in there that you might cherish? One?
I think the only thing you could do is use a third party shill in a situation like that. That's all you could do from a marketing standpoint.
What do you mean by that?
You know, well, as soon as you walk in there and you see this woman again, a person, you know, you have a little click or something in your hand, and somebody runs up to you and says, and they gush over you. Oh my God, I can't believe I saw you. I read your book. I mean, my whole life has changed. Oh my God.
Oh gosh. You know what? I mean, that's funny and I do understand that, but that's just something I would never do because it's not about that for me.
I know it's not.
For
That's why you like me. That's why you enjoy me, because I do it in a minute.
Right, you would do
Oh,
it in a minute. Exactly. And I wait and see how the universe is going to love me back. So I don't impose on others. It's like, look, that's all I can do for you. If you're not going to take it and run with it, that's I can't do anything more. I'm not invited.
maybe that's what I'm doing wrong. Maybe that's the answer. I'm trying to
What?
accelerate the universe all the time. You know, well, hurry up. You know, hurry up. I'm out here. I've been out here for 10 minutes.
Right.
Where are you? Come on, show up. I'm busy. No.
Right.
I
And that's the
don't
world
know.
of money.
I don't know.
That's
So we're way
right.
over the hour, and I've had great
Okay,
time.
okay, okay. Me too.
I
I love you.
love you.
I'll talk to you
Bye.
later. Bye.